State Representative Andy Jorgensen. Andy made a big decision. Andy, you want to share that with us?
Well, yeah. After long deliberations with my family and taking a look at the situation, I chose not to run this next term for State Assembly, and I'm going to switch gears and run for Rock County Register of Deeds. And has everything to do with my family.
All right. And explain. What does it have to do with your family?
Well, this is going to be closer to home, for one. It's going to be more of a 9-to-5 job, and it's going to have me remain in public service, something I truly love. That's why I think God put me on this earth, and I'm pretty good at it, and something I enjoy doing. And I think this is for this moment in time of my life, this makes the best sense for myself and my family to venture into this.
All right. So you've been in the legislature 10 years now.
Almost 10, yeah.
Almost 10 years. Well, coming up on 10 years. What are you most proud of?
Well, there's several things. First and foremost, the times that you would never read about in the newspaper or see on the news, helping people, Sly, is what I'm most proud of. Things you don't even know about. Things like getting a call on a Saturday afternoon. Hey, Andy, I got your phone number from a friend. I lost my job. I'm 50 years old. What do I do? Getting a call from a lady not far from where I live saying, you know, they're going to shut my electricity off. And I've done everything I feel I need to do, but they're still after me. What do I do? These are the times that I am especially proud of. Helping someone with something as frustrating as I mentioned, or maybe as confusing or daunting, and being by someone's side and being able to help them figure it out, being able to explain things to them. That's why I'm in public service, and that's why I think I'll do a really good job as a Rock County Register of Deeds. Now, things that are a little more that did make the paper, I think saving senior care twice was a pretty big accomplishment.
And what is senior care?
Senior care is something that Wisconsin does right for its seniors. We're the only state that does something like this, making a life-saving prescription drugs affordable for our seniors. We do a great job because, and it's not that we're subsidizing this so much as it is, we are the only state that is able to, through this program, being able to negotiate with drug companies to get their lowest prices, and then we get to pass that savings on to our seniors. The Republicans twice now, not once, but twice, have tried to kill this program, a very bipartisan program started under Tommy Thompson, went through Scott McCallum and Jim Doyle and Scott Walker and this bunch, tried to get rid of it twice. And I led the charge in that, and I'm very proud of that.
Well, and you should be. Was it ever frustrating to you that, you know, obviously you're very good. You understand the medium of broadcasting and getting attention for something you feel passionate about, that you couldn't have saved more. I mean, you know, 10 years ago when you came into the legislature, did you ever think that a group of right-wing zealots would come in and do to the state what they did?
Doing some of the things that have happened while I've been in the legislature, no, I'd never imagined it. Who imagined Act 10? I don't think anybody did. Until it happened. And it's something I will never forget. I can't hear a song on the radio with strong drums anymore without without reflecting back to that moment in time. And you know what that time was really all about? If you really boil it all the way down, it was a time where people didn't feel like they were being listened to. That really was the core of why people got so upset, that there was something going on, that they had something to say about, and they weren't being listened to. And I think that that's really why you saw tens of thousands of people there at the Capitol at one time. And that was really, I think, the common thread through all of it.
And do you get the feeling as though outside forces changed the state of Wisconsin?
Absolutely. That's not even a question anymore. That's a fact. I mean, the way that the Republicans, and I hate to talk like this, gosh, I wish there will be a day that we can say, you know, I disagree with my Republican colleague, but on this, we found our common ground and we forged together. I want that to come back someday. I really do. But yeah, outside forces play a big part. You can see it all around you. These agendas aren't agendas of our neighborhoods and our friends. This is agendas from far, far away, a think tank from somewhere else, and money propelling it here in Wisconsin.
And yet, they were able to convince a whole group of people in Wisconsin to go along with this, not only the legislators, but many of their supporters. They bought it hook, line, and sinker, and it ripped the state in two.
We got a lot of work to do. Yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of healing to do, really. You know, there are people, I don't know where they get it from, but I believe it, that we are the most polarized state in the nation. I feel that way. Don't you? I mean, this is, there's, it seems like there's the Sharks and the Jets, and it shouldn't be that way. That we're us against them. The Republicans on this side, Democrats over here. And God, I just want that middle ground back.
State Representative Andy Jorgensen with us on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. He has announced he is not seeking, what would this be, a sixth term?
It would be.
Right. And is instead going to be running for the Constitutional Office of Register of Deeds, Rock County, as a Democrat this fall, correct?
Right. And there has been some questions as to, what do you know about Register of Deeds? Well, you can't get a Register of Deeds diploma from a college. What you have to look at are other things. Can someone run an efficient, effective, courteous, friendly, professional office? And I think I can. I think I have in the state capitol. And that's what I want to bring to the Rock County Register of Deeds. I know how to run an office. And I'm really good at it. And so much so, I've been elected into leadership in my house. You don't get that post without having an office that is able to help everybody, your colleagues included.
What does a Register of Deeds do? I assume you register deeds. But
right, but you know, it's maybe some daunting stuff, some confusing stuff. What I excel in, wanting to be there by your side, as you understand it. Yes, you mentioned some of it, but it's also your birth certificate. It's also a death certificate. It's things like that. It's plats. It's all that kind of information, working with realtors and others. And, you know, it's not a place you go every day. And I just love that kind of public service where I can help. You know, there's going to be a learning curve, Sly. Don't get me wrong. But I am going to hit the ground running because, again, I know how to run an office effectively to help you, anyone that needs my assistance.
And, of course, this is a race where there'll be a primary in August and a general election in November.
Right. So far, yes, there's one other person running. It has been... She's been endorsed by the Republican that has the seat now, Randy Lies. And so that's, I believe, who will, you know, we got to take our papers out. We'll see what happens. It's not official until you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that won't happen until after the first election here that's coming up April 5th. So,
is it going to be an adjustment if you win this office that, this is constitutionally a partisan office, it's not really a partisan job?
Absolutely not. I get that. And just listen to me talk. I know that I just love helping people, period. People that have called my office, we don't ask you if you're a Republican or a Democrat. That's just foolishness. No, this is run as a partisan office, but absolutely. Everybody walking in that door is going to be viewed the same, obviously. And I have a history of that as well. And public service is my calling. If you take a look in the northern part of my district, for 9 years in a row, in a paper that some would describe as Republican, I've been elected by the readers of that paper, the Jefferson County Daily Union, as the best politician for 9 years running now. I'm very proud of that. And that's because I get beyond this political angst that there's out there, and I just want to help. And that's what I'm really excited about, being the Register of Deeds of Rock County if elected.
Andy Jorgensen with us in the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. Are you going to miss, though, in some respects, the spotlight? I mean, there's no Wisconsin eye in the Rock County Courthouse, at least as far as I know.
Listen, that's not why I'm doing this. No, I won't miss that.
I didn't mean that in a negative way at all. The point is that Wisconsin Eye and speaking to the public is part of you excel at communicating with the public,
mm-hmm.
right? You're in the public eye, and because you had a former career in broadcasting, you kind of understand. Some people don't like that. You seem to like that.
Well, thank you for that. But this is a whole different job, and it's a part of the job that I really like. Out of all of what you just mentioned and giving speeches, yeah, I enjoy doing that. But more than that, I like helping someone that needs help or walks into an office that's scratching their head and not knowing exactly what they need or what they should be asking for. I like helping that kind of person. And that's what I'm going to look forward to. That's what this job's about, and that's what I enjoy doing, and I'm good at it.
Was part of the consideration kind of the feeling that the Democrats weren't going to be in the majority in the state assembly for a long time?
No. This had everything to do with my family. Sly, I have a young daughter in middle school. I have a son in high school. And we saw that this job was opened, that the Republican Randy Lies was stepping down and was going to retire. And we talked about it. We always talk about each reelection and just weighing the options. And we talked about this. And a 9-to-5 job, closer to home, without the squirrely hours that you have at the Capitol, sometimes in there till 2 in the morning or till the next day, that's not going to happen in this job. And that's what I look forward to in this moment of time. I enjoy being a state legislator. And you never say never as far as going back to the Capitol someday. But for right now, this is what makes the most sense for me and the Jorgensen family.
But it's got to be concerning to you that the Democrats have not made up any ground over the last few cycles when it comes to picking up seats.
Well, yes, it is concerning, but we all know the reason why, and that's gerrymandering.
Is it that and that alone, though? Others have said
you lead with that. I mean, it might be some other things, but mm-hmm. Sure, there are other intangibles that you have to talk about, but you have to lead with the fact that those lines were drawn to benefit the party in charge. I mean, come on. Look at that first election after redistricting, as I call gerrymandering. It was close to 250,000 people in our state voted more for Democratic assembly candidates than they did for Republican candidates, and they still won the majority in the House because of those lines being drawn the way they were. So, you have to start with that.
Andy Jorgensen, who will be running for Register of Deeds in Rock County after a 10-year stint in the state legislature. You've had an interesting career. You grew up on a dairy farm,
yep.
Which seems like way too much work. And I'm sure it taught you some good life lessons.
Never take a vacation because a cow will break a drinking cup, and you'll have to run the barn cleaner all night long when you come back. My dad never took vacations, but every day that he did, it was usually a Sunday. We went on a day trip, came back, a cow had broken a drinking cup, and farmers know what happens then. The whole barn is flooded. So we never went on vacation. So, yeah, that was one lesson I learned.
Okay. you worked in broadcasting, right?
Yeah.
Andy Arbuckle.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
And then you built cars.
Yeah, I did, in the General Motors plant in Janesville. And, you know, those are some of my fond memories. You know, I can't go by that plant without kind of choking up a little, looking at that plant and just remembering what it was when I first started.
Well, I'm getting tired of driving past plants, whether it be that GM plant or soon-to-be Oscar Mayer plant or
right.
The meatpacking plant out in Jefferson. I'm getting a little tired of empty factories in this state.
Well, you're not alone. That one was it always will be the heart and soul of this city, in this area. I hope that something will go back in there. I think that's a good, solid hope to
it. But we don't make things in America the way we used to.
There's all kinds of reasons for that. Now, you can get on your soapbox on this one, I know. But trade agreements and whatnot, you know, I've never been a fan of NAFTA. That was something that I think eventually you can tie to a lot of the plants leaving as the reason why.
Absolutely.
And I just felt that there could have been a better agreement there made by our president at that time to put some stopgaps in there or...
I don't think these trade agreements were ever really put in place for trade. I think they were put in place to move jobs out of the country.
You're probably
whether that was what the president's notion was at the time, it seems like presidents of both parties, once they get into office, are isolated from their constituents and go along with these things, and they've been terribly destructive.
Yep.
Looking back at the last 10 years, a lot of people say that capital is isolating for legislators, and they lose track of their constituents or why they're there serving there. How many people do you think serve in that building, legislative wise, that are truly serving their constituents?
Oh wow! Well, that's a matter of opinion, and I think they all.
Well, yes, I'm asking your opinion.
Yeah. Well, in my opinion, I sometimes wonder by some of the things that are on our agenda, where did this come from? I remember one time we were debating, where the Republicans just had to have it where the Supreme Court justice had to be voted amongst their peers as to serving in the Supreme Court. In other words, to take Chief Justice Shirley Abramson out. And I asked the legislator that was doing it, where is this coming from? And he gave a speech, and I remember he says, I've gotten letter after letter on this that we need to do it. I said, really? I got up and I asked, really? Because I never heard anything. I knocked on a lot of doors, talked to a lot of people every day, and I've never heard anybody say, you know, Andy, we got to have it so the Chief Justice is determined by the justices, not by a seniority. Get that done. I never heard that. And so he talked about these letters, and I said, can I see your letters that you were that you talked so eloquently about? I'm still waiting for those letters. So I wonder sometimes where this stuff is coming from, where this agenda is being set, because I don't think it's from the people.
Were there ever letters to go after prevailing wage? Were there ever letters to go after and end public employees' right to collectively bargain?
No, I those letters, as far as I know, I've never seen any of those either.
Right to work? We never saw the letters for right to work.
No, and that's not working, is it? We were told, sold a bill of goods. I knew that that wasn't going to happen, but I remember the speeches they gave of how that was going to be. Businesses would be lining up. There'd be a line forming coming into our state once we became a right-to-work state.
The line's the other direction.
The other, opposite is what's happened. There is no line coming here. And, in fact, we're, 36th or 7th in jobs, 50th in entrepreneurship. That means new startups. That's where it really begins. That one really hurts because I put it in this term. That means that Mississippi's got it going on more than we do when it comes to new startups and luring businesses to their state.
Well, how do you like the fact that no state has cut more from education than Wisconsin, with the exception of Alabama?
It hurts. I mean, it actually physically hurts. Because that's...
We've got kids in school.
Absolutely. And we're Wisconsin. We have schools. We have teachers that we're so very proud of. You know, I heard this one time that when asked, who is your hero beside your mom or dad? If you had to pick someone else, who is your hero in your life? When someone's asked that. And number one, I think far and away, is a teacher. And to put the teachers in the category that some legislators have is to, you know, well, if you're not, you know, they don't do the job, get rid of them. Or if, they should be paid this amount or merit pay. And, you don't get to decide what kids come to your class. So this merit paid argument really is not one that really belongs, because you don't get to choose your students to begin with. And you get dealt what you can. And, boy, my wife's a teacher's aide, and I just enjoy so much the stories that she has when she comes home. And she deals with challenged little guys and gals. And it's a different day, Sly. It's just there's challenges out there, deals that are so intense, than more so than they were years ago.
How many school districts are in trouble around the state where they literally, if they don't pass a referendum, they're going
to... Too many to count. I mean, we've got some in our own area, but I was just at the Wisconsin Towns Association meeting, and I heard stories from beyond upstate that, if we don't get this referendum, then we're going to start talking about closing and consolidating far away to another school district. That's horrible, and I'll tell you why. Because schools in many of our communities are the focal point of that community. That's where it all starts. That's where the basketball, the football game is. That's where you'll have your party for Uncle John's retirement. That's where you'll go see that class play, and you won't be able to have that anymore if that school is gone and shuttered and gone, and now your school is 25, 30, 50 miles away.
And, you know, it takes money out of the community as well.
It does. It does, but it's just a shot to the jaw of that community.
Where is all this money gone? I mean, the money that was cut from the state and public employees, the money that was cut from education, where did it all go?
Well, in schools, I can say voucher schools are getting a lot of this money. Unaccountable voucher schools.
But there aren't voucher schools all over the state. There are a lot of places where there are no voucher schools.
No, but the formula that they're using, in 10 years, we did a memo on this, $800 million will be siphoned away from our public schools. That's almost $1 billion in 10 years. And that's incredible. So it is, whether or not you have a voucher school in your community, you're paying for them with your school.
Just money exiting
right
out the door.
Exactly.
Right.
Are they performing
at a higher level?
Think of it this way. No. Well, it's hard to say because there's two different sets of testing and rules. You won't, by design, you will never really be able to say one way or the other. Or I think that's the hope by some of this.
State Representative Andy Jorgensen with us in the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. Who most impressed you in the legislature as far as who did you learn a lot from? Did you have a mentor?
You know, I can't say I had a mentor, but there are a few people that you may, you know, in the legislature, there are so many comings and goings, and there's 99 of us, hard to keep track. But you're such
Andre Jacques?
No, you're such a junkie yourself that you probably will. I did like, you know some of the names. I'll briefly just say Jim Cruiser, who was the leader that I had when I first got
Kenosha?
There. Yes, he was a very good a leader, and I got along with the other side as best he could.
Mm-hmm.
And actually worked things out, and I really liked his style of leadership. Another one was, you know, some people could take him or leave him, but Marlon Schneider, when he got on a roll, he got on a roll. And, you know, when he was off on something, he was off too. But when he was on, it was just like, wow. Nobody was saying anything for like a good 10, 20 seconds after he gave his speech. Like, wow.
Snarling Marlon. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he was one of a kind and still is. And that was, you know, as you asked me that. But there have been a lot of them. I mean,
who's the worst?
The worst? Gosh, I don't know. That one I take very seriously. I'm sure, you know, you're springing it on me. But even like Peter Barca, I just enjoy his style, his thoughtfulness, his you know, his experience that he brought to the legislature, having been in Congress. It was just, you know, he's a good friend too.
And you know, if you can't get along with him, it's pretty hard to get along with anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And he sometimes looks like he's in shock at what they're doing.
Yeah, and I think he is, literally. He's a guy that just he can't believe some of the things they're doing. You know, they're just not thinking these things through. You know, and it's really not a puzzle that why we're doing as poorly as we are as a state by some of these so extreme things. But Sly, they don't have to listen to the Democrats. They don't even have to have us at the table. They have the assembly, they have the Senate, the governorship, the Supreme Court, if you will. They have the Attorney General. They don't have to work things out with us. And that's why we have elections, and I hope people do get out there and vote more than they ever have before.
Do you get any sense that there's change on the horizon?
Oh, yeah. I think there is. I think that pendulum is definitely, if it's not coming back, certainly wiggling. I'm watching it. And I think it is something that I think they're paying attention to, too. I think if you listen to Speaker Voss talk about how many seats they're going to get back, you can read between the lines. He's worried as well.
That they're going to lose seats.
That they're going to lose some seats, yes.
What do you think that the Democrats have to do to start being more competitive in the governor's race in these off-year elections?
I think we need to remind people of what some of these promises were. For instance, when it was right to work. Some of those lofty promises of how that was supposed to be a new day. We're gonna do so much better if we just become right to work. And it didn't happen. And even you can point to that moment in time, it got worse. You know, I think businesses look at our state and they see the turmoil that's here and they see the extreme legislation that's continually coming down the pike. And I don't think they like it. I really don't. And it's all starting with the leadership, the people in charge. That's what they're looking at. I mean, we're almost done. And I just wanted to say, you know, I look forward to my next chapter in public service.
Now, is there going to be a super PAC for your race for registrar?
Well, you never know. I wouldn't know anything about that. You know, just kidding. But, I wouldn't know anything. I doubt it. But, you know, it is going to be a race where I could use everyone's support, andyjorgensen.com. But I've already gotten a long list of endorsements in the area, and I'm so proud of that. But, you know, you don't just get those endorsements. They're there for a reason. In fact, when I was asking some of the people for their endorsement, I said, why do you give it to me? Why'd you give it so quick? It's because you know how to run an office, Andy. You do it well. You run a courteous, helpful, professional office. That's what the Rock County Register of Deeds needs. And I've gotten endorsements from Sheriff Bob Spoden, all of my colleagues, Representative Spreitzer, Representative Colstie, Senator Ringhand. I've gotten endorsements by a lady I used to serve with, former State Senator Judy Robson. Former county clerk Lori Stotler, they've all endorsed me, D.A. David O'Leary. And that's because, again, I heard time and time again, Andy, you know how to run an office. You'll do a great job. You'll hit the ground running. I hope I can earn your vote for Rock County Register of Deeds in August and then again in November.
Sounds good. Andy Jorgensen, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Sly. Will you still have me back?
Yes, you can. Okay. Hey, Sheriff Spoden and District Attorney O'Leary come in here. So
okay.
There you go.
All right.
All right. This is Sly and the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Paul from AMS with us on the Big FM 93.7.
We are having an inventory clearance sale. And we've had some people come in and take excellent advantage of that. And we've got lots and lots of really good equipment left, too.
So your location?
Right near the corner of PD and Verona Road on the southwest side of Madison. You can call us at 608-274-7400, amsmadison.com, or you can even like us on Facebook.
Sounds great. Paul from AMS.